Balls in one strike, Radke's pitch. Misses off the outside corner, pad up, and that evens things up at a ball and a strike. Number two on the back of the jersey for Warren Bovee. Putting down the fingers, catcher Truthers. 1-1. There's a ground ball pulled foul for space side, and it's now 1-2. Marathon defense in the outfield, Grant Salber in left, Drew Wolfel in center, Quillen Kunkel in right, Evan DeBrew is at third base, Blake Underwood the shortstop, Ian Shuda at second base, Owen Krauser at first, Truthers the catcher, and Cody Radke is the pitcher. Ball and two strikes on Warren Bovee. Here's the pitch, up and out of the strike zone, evens things up at 2-2. Cody Radke has a record of 6 wins and 2 losses, really good numbers, an ERA of 1.92. 2-2 pitch. A little bit up, and the count runs full, 3-2. 47 and a third innings pitched, 45 hits, 18 runs, 13 earned, 47 strikeouts, and 26 walks. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, foul tip, foul tip. Umpire behind the dish emphatically lets us know it was a foul ball, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Wind blowing from the right field foul pole to the left field pole. Again, lots of room out in center field. Goes all the way out to 400 feet near the dead center field portion of this ballpark. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good fastball by Radke. And that's the first out of the game.
Batting next for Canuck, first baseman number 13, Drew Reichel.
And that will bring up the number two hitter in the Colby batting order. Drew Reichel, and the first pitch is in there for strike one called. Right-handed batter obviously does not believe in superstition. Number 13 on the back of his jersey. Hands up near the right ear hole. 0-1. There's a fly ball center field. Lots of room, but Wolfel going way back. But again, he has plenty of room, and he'll make the grab for a long out number two. It was a long out, and there's still another 50 feet to go to the fence in center field. So now Jacob Weeks, the second baseman, number three hitter, will step in for the Hornets. Working out of the stretch in all situations is Radke, and there's a breaking ball that drops a little bit low for ball one. The only senior on the Marathon Red Raider roster is on the hill in Cody Radke. 1-0. Breaking ball and a good one. On the inside corner at the knees for a called strike one. But unusual to see a team with a record like Marathon be so young in terms of lack of seniors. One senior, but still a very good team. There's a check swing and a foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Should Jacob Weeks reach, Aiden Rickle, the third baseman, due up next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and that will do it for Kadot in the first. Three up and three down for the Hornets, and a one-half inning. It is Kadot nothing, Marathon coming to the plate. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
For over 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that shape the communities where Americans live, work, and play. Our company is growing, and we're seeking motivated individuals to join our team. We're hiring CDL truck drivers with at least 2 years of experience, general laborers, diesel mechanics, and candidates for various office positions. County Materials offers competitive pay and benefits, including paid time off in your first year of employment. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
And Chad Holmes again from Marathon as the Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Cody Radke, Quillen Kunkel, and Truthers up against Warren Bovee. The left-hander kicks and deals. Fastball hits the inside corner for a called strike one. Cody Radke, 420 batting average on the season, no home runs and 16 runs batted in. Bovee setting, kicking and firing. Fastball misses a little bit low, evens it up at 1-1. Like his counterpart, Radke, working out of the stretch in all circumstances is Warren Bovee. Looks into his catcher, Joel Weeks, has the target. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, outside corner at the knees for a called strike two. Brock Fulcheck in left field, Riley Winchell in center. Carter Mathern is in right for Cadott. We'll give you the Hornet infield D in just a moment. Ball and two strikes. Bovee to the plate. Swing, and it's a swing and a miss. Off the middle, Weeks, he'll pick it up. Throw to first! Safe! It was a swing and a miss. It went off the edge of the mitt. It was not in the dirt. It went off the edge of the mitt. Not a lot of room behind home plate here at Marathon. Weeks got to it, fired quickly, but hustling immediately was Cody Radke. So it's a strikeout, but a runner on first, nobody out for Quillen Kunkel for the Raiders. Quillen Kunkel, 415 batting average. 13 runs batted in this season. No home runs. Slightly open stance from the left-handed box. Fastball. Good pop on that one from Warren Bovee. Strike one called. Aiden Rickle is at third base. Isaac Wellner at shortstop. Jacob Weeks at second. Drew Rickle, the first baseman. Joel Weeks, the catcher for Warren Bovee. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner. Even things up at 1-1. So the Raiders, runner on first, looking to get on the board first. And you love to do that in the postseason. You fall behind in the postseason, all of a sudden you start to squeeze that bat just a little bit harder. Pickoff move. Very short lead at first, and Radke back. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Bovee stares in. Setting again at the belt. Here's the pitch. Ball straight back. Good cut from the lefty, Quillen Kunkel. Count 1-2. Cadott has already had a postseason game. They won a regional quarterfinal, 4-1 against Glenwood City in Cadott last Thursday. I would imagine Bovee was the pitcher in that game for the Hornets. So stepping back in now is Quillen Kunkel. Again, lead taken by Radke at first. Here's the pitch off the outside corner. That evens things up at 2-2. Marathon catcher, number 3 hitter, Truthers, waits on deck. Bit of a trek for Cadott, coming from Western Wisconsin. 2-2. Off the mitt again of the catcher. Another pass ball, and to second base. That ball was off the outside corner, but for the second time, a pass ball. Again, not a wild pitch. There's a difference. It was not in the dirt, just went off the edge of the mitt. And now the Raiders have a runner in scoring position and nobody out, and the count goes full, 3-2 on Kunkel. Here's the payoff. There's a flare down the left field side. Fulcheck goes in the foul territory. Will he have room? And he did have room. It bounced off the fence, and the left fielder also bounced off the fence, but not able to make the grab, and will do it again at 3-2. Good effort by Brock Fulcheck into foul territory in left field. So still 3-2. Off of second base is Cody Radke. Again, the 3-2. Strike three called right on the mitt of Joel Weeks. He was set up on the outside corner, did not have to move that mitt one bit, and that's the first out of the inning. One out in the first, but two strikeouts already for Warren Bovee as True Thurs comes to the plate. True Thurs, .333 batting average this season, has hit one home run, and he has driven in 23, and that is the top RBI total on the marathon roster. Left-handed batter settles in. Been a very impressive three-sport year for True Thurs. Pitches low and outside for ball one. Thurs, the junior, of course, played quarterback in the fall for the Red Raider football team, was a major part of the Red Raider basketball team in the winter, now here on the baseball diamond. That'll be followed off to the third base side out of play, and the count will even up at 1-1. Just underway here at Marathon. Again, great day for baseball. We've waded through a lot of cold and windy and wet weather to have this kind of weather in the postseason. Ball and a strike. Again, off of second base is Radke. Bovee takes a peek, kicks, deals. Outside corner for strike two. So a couple of lefty hitters here near the top of the order for the Red Raiders, and the lefty pitcher can be a bit of a challenge. And Bovee up in the count, one ball and two strikes. Short lead at second by Radke, 1-2. Just missing. Again, hitting the target was Bovee, but just off the corner, and the count evens up at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Settling back in is True Thurs. Bovee kicks and fires. Strike three called. Painting the outside corner was Warren Bovee. Back-to-back strikeouts looking, and now 2 outs for the Raiders. And that will leave it up to the cleanup man, center fielder Drew Wolfel. Drew Wolfel hitting .419 on the season. No home runs and 19 RBI. Bovee's pitch. Breaking ball, and that cut right down the middle of the plate for strike one. Started at about the outside corner and then broke right over the middle. Looking for the two-out RBI hit is Drew Wolfel. Here's Bovee and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Boy, this lefty has some pretty good stuff. Good velocity on the fastball. We've seen him use that breaking ball, and it's now nothing and two. Again, Radke off of second. Staring by Warren Bovee. Weeks will set the target. The kick and the pitch. Misses inside. Little of a bit of a grunt as Bovee putting his all into that one. And the count goes to 1-2. Drew Wolfel just 1 point behind Cody Radke in terms of the top batting average on the team. Radke 420. Wolfel 419. There's a defensive cut, but getting the head of the bat on it, fighting it off is Wolfel. He'll stay alive at 1-2. Outfield playing Drew to go the other way slightly. The center fielder, Riley Winchell, shading towards right center field. It's a pretty big gap in left center if Wolfel's able to get one into that area of the ballpark. Again, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and a rare 4-strikeout inning for Warren Bovee in the first. 4 Ks to start things off. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of one. It is Cadott nothing, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Part City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Part City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Part City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City!
Marathon Cheese.
Enterprise Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
And Chad Holmes again from Marathon, top of the second inning, no score. 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Cadott. First pitch, a big breaking ball from Cody Ratke in there for strike one call to Aiden Rickle. Rickle, Michael Wellner, and Isaac Wellner due up for Cadott. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Taken on the third hop by Evan DeBrew. Fires across, on target, 5-3 on the putout for out number one. A little worried there. That third hop was a little bit of a short hop, but he's able to pick it cleanly and fire across on target. So Michael Wellner, the DH, number 5 hitter, will step in now for Cadott. Another left-handed hitter between these two squads. A number of lefties in the top half of the orders. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Again, the winner plays tomorrow. This was originally scheduled to be the regional final day, but because of the rain yesterday, everything pushed back. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses. May have gone right around the edge of the corner. Count goes to 2-0. In this part of the bracket, there is a regional final being played today between Elk Mound and Fall Creek. Winner of that one will punch the first ticket to the sectionals in Augusta next Tuesday. Breaking ball misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-0. This is Division III sectional number one. Pair of regionals within this sectional. Marathon, the number 2 seed in their part of the bracket. Fastball right down the chute for strike one called. Cadott, the number 7 seed. 3 balls and 1 strike on Michael Wellner. Right on top of home plate, here's the pitch. That'll be followed off third base side. As he stands at the plate, his hands basically are right over the inside corner. I mean, he is right on top of the plate. So battling back to run the count full, 3-2 is Cody Ratke. Truthers setting the target. Here's the payoff pitch. Way inside, it hit him. And that was not a case of Wellner being hit because he was on top of the plate. That ball almost ended up behind him. So instead of a walk, it's a hit batsman and the first base runner for Cadott.
Shortstop number 1, Isaac Wellner.
So Michael Wellner on first base and Isaac Wellner, the shortstop, coming to the plate. Number 1 on the back of the jersey, looks down the third base side, gets the signs, and now steps in. Lead taken at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Looks like pulling the head a little bit was Isaac Wellner on a fastball that was right on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Setting just below the belt is Ratke. Here's the pitch and a good breaking ball. Pick off back to first, and leaping up high is Owen Krauser to bring it back in as the runner's back in safely. But, boy, Ratke has such a good fastball and then a really good breaking ball. No balls and 2 strikes. Ratke peeks at the runner at first, now sets. Pick off move and a little bit of a spin of the wheels. Originally by Michael Wellner, but he does dive in back head first. O-2 pitch. Hard ground ball in the hole between short and third into left field for a base hit. That one hung up. That was not a great 0-2 pitch. You have to give way too much of the plate on that one, and now the Hornets have something going. Runners on first and second, one out for the left fielder, Brock Fulcheck.
Number 15, Brock Fulcheck.
yet another left-handed hitter. As a lefty myself, it warms the heart seeing all these left-handed players here in this game. Pitch is on the inside corner for strike one called. Again, Radke, really, he works it really well. He knows how to put the ball on both sides of the plate. He uses the fastball, uses the breaking ball. 0-1. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Right-hand side, and that will be an infield fly as squeezing it at second base is Ian Shuda for out number two. Was waiting for that infield fly to be called. It took a little while, but it was almost in the midst of Ian Shuda before it happened. But now two outs and two runners on base here for the Hornets, and that will leave it up to their right fielder, number eight hitter, Carter Mathurne. Cody Radke trying to get out of the first mini jam of this game. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. Way off it. That time was Mathurne. It's nothing and one. Right-handed batter, number 14 on the back of his dark green pinstripe jersey. Breaking ball. He was ducking out of the way, and it ended up on the inside corner. Nothing and two. Well, now Radke has some options. He's had a couple of breaking balls where Mathurne hasn't looked good. Do you bring the fastball back? Do you go back with another breaking ball? Well, let's see. Radke's 0-2. Went with the breaking ball. Perfect location. Ended up just off the corner. Swing and a miss. And that is strike three, and that will do it for the Hornets in the second. No runs, one base hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. End of an inning and a half. It is Cadott nothing. Marathon nothing. This is high school baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
At People's State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with People's, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely People's approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours, too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bottom of the second inning, Marathon coming to the plate. Still 0-0. Blake Underwood leading things off for the Raiders. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner for ball one. For Marathon, Blake Underwood, Owen Krauser, and Ian Shuda, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Marathon batting order. Warren Bolvey kicks and deals. Fastball misses a little bit up for ball two. Blake Underwood, a .242 batting average with 15 runs batted in this season. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Warren Bolvey kicks and deals. Misses away. That's ball three. Cadott comes in with a record of 10 wins and 9 losses on the season. Marathon is 18-6. 3-1. Fastball on the inside corner. That's strike two, and the count runs full. Trying to sell the umpire that maybe that was a little bit inside was Blake Underwood. Umpire did not fall for it, and now it's a full count. Here's Bolvey's payoff pitch. Misses outside, and the Raiders have a base runner. Lead-off walk to Blake Underwood.
Now batting for Marathon, first baseman number 21. 1, Owen Krauser.
And that will bring up the first baseman, Owen Krauser. Owen Krauser, .333 batting average, no home runs, and 10 runs batted in. So the lefty, Warren Bolvey, will peek at the runner at first. Pickoff move, and back in standing up is Blake Underwood. Joel Weeks will put down the fingers, set the target. Here's the pitch. Followed straight back. Krauser right on it. Follows it straight back to the screen. Strike one. Steve Warren in the third base coach's box for the Raiders. No signals. Just stepping back in is Krauser. Pick off and back in standing up again is Underwood. Zero, zero game. One base hit so far for the Colby squad. Colby. Cadot. It's very easy to do. Very easy to do. One ball and one strike here on Krauser. Bovee kicks and deals. Up and out of the strike zone. Makes it two balls and a strike. Ian Shuda in the on-deck circle for Marathon. Raiders trying to make Warren Bovee work here early in the second inning. There goes the runner. Swing and a foul ball. Hit and run that time for the Raiders. On the move from first was Blake Underwood. He'll have to jog back, and the count goes to 2-2. Time is called. The home plate umpire will clean off the dish. Now stepping back in is the right-handed batter, Owen Krauser. Bovee stares in intently, has the sign, has the target, sets at the belt, pickoff move, and again back standing up. It looks as though Blake Underwood has a pretty good read on this left-hander in his pickoff move. Nobody out, bottom of the second inning. Bovee to the plate. Runners on the move. Miss up and in. Throw down to second and head first slide. Safe is Blake Underwood. So a stolen base for Blake Underwood. And again, the Red Raiders for the second straight inning have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Fifth stolen base of the season for Blake Underwood. Three, two, swing and a miss, and again a strikeout for Warren Bovee. That is five strikeouts already for Bovee. He struck out four in the first inning because there was a pass ball on the first one, and now four outs retired and five strikeouts. He is ahead of the curve mathematically when it comes to the K's. But now Ian Shuda, the second baseman, comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Another left-handed batter. Again, I don't know if I've seen a game where we had this many left-handers in the lineup. Between both Cadot and Marathon, roughly half the players are batting from the left-hand side. Nothing in one. Fastball paints the outside part of the plate, and it's quickly nothing in two. Ian Shuda has a .400 batting average this season, 19 runs batted in. Waves the bat right on top of home plate, 0-2. Very close pitch, but just missing the corner is Bovee, and it's one ball and two strikes. Again, that was where the target was. On a nothing and two pitch, you want to just try to get that batter to go off the plate slightly, and a good eye by Shuda. Runner leads off second. 1-2 pitch. Foul tip. Just staying alive is Ian Shuda. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. Runner on second is Blake Underwood. He led off with a walk and then stole second. One out, 0-0 game, bottom of the second inning. Peeking at the runner is Bovee, comes to the plate. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-2. Both pitchers have come out throwing exceptionally well here in the early going. Again, Joel Weeks will set the target. Bolvi kicks and fires. Misses low and away, and again it gets away from the catcher, Weeks. And advancing to third is Blake Underwood. Boy, Joel Weeks is having a handful of trouble. Apparently that ball is moving around off the fingertips of Warren Bolvi because he is just not able to handle some of these pitches. A third pass ball. And now the count runs full, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Another good fastball from Warren Bolvi right on the outside corner. And that is strikeout number six. Three of the six strikeouts have been looking. And I think all three of them have been fastballs on the outside corner against lefty hitters. Charlie Ehlert will now look for the two-out RBI hit. Swing and a miss, strike one. Charlie Ehlert, .289 batting average, no home runs, and 9 runs batted in. Blake Underwood on third, and he has to be very aware. We've seen three balls get to the backstop already in the first two innings. Swing and a miss. Going up and out of the zone for that one was Charlie Ehlert, and it's now nothing to two. But one thing you always have to be aware of here at Marathon, not a lot of room behind home plate. It makes it very difficult at times, even on a pitch that goes to the backstop, for a runner to come in from third. But now nothing and two on Ehlert. Bolvi kicks, deals. Just missing off the outside corner. Ball one. Right-handed hitter Charlie Ehlert steps out for a moment. Taking his lead off third is Blake Underwood. The lefty is ready. Kicks, fires. Strike three. Trying to hold up on the cut. I think he did hold up, and it was a called strike three on Ehlert. And 7 strikeouts through 2 innings for Warren Bolvi. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for the Raiders. End of 2. It's Marathon and Cadott, still scoreless. High school playoff baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Top of the third inning, Cadott coming to the plate in this scoreless game. Cody Radke on the hill for the Raiders. Leading things off for Cadott is their number 9 hitter, catcher Joel Weeks. There's a soft ground ball towards short. Charging is Blake Underwood. He'll flip across in time, 6-3 on the putout. 1 pitch and 1 out for Cadott in the third.
Batting for the Hornets, the pitcher number 2, Warren Bolvi.
Back to the top of the order for the Hornets and their pitcher, Warren Bolvi. He is 0-1. He was a strikeout victim in the first. Well, Bolvi has been strikeouts either on the mound or at the plate. He struck out 7 on the mound, and he's 0-1 with a strikeout at the plate. First pitch is up and out of the zone for ball one. Just 1 base hit combined so far. And that came for Cadott, a single by Isaac Wellner in the second. Inside, and it hit him. And just, you could hear it. Hear the graze off the front leg. And Warren Bolvi reaches base. Second hit batsman of the game.
And the next Oxford Canucks, first baseman number 13, Drew Rickle.
And now Drew Rickle, the first baseman, comes to the plate. He hit the ball pretty well his first time up, flew out to center field. Right-handed batter, wide open stance. Cody Radke's pitch, breaking ball down low, scooped up nicely by True Thurs. Ball one. Should the Raiders win today, we'll be back here tomorrow for the regional final, Marathon and Stratford. 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch. Pickoff move, and pretty close play, but getting the hand back in is Bolvie at first. One and nothing on Drew Rickle. Setting just below the belt is Radke. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Challenging the hitter with a good fastball, but coming up empty was Rickle, and it's one and one. Outfield playing straight away. Drew Wolfold in center, can right beyond the second base bag. 1-1. Inside, and I've seen a lot of here in the last year or two is these batters, they're more than willing to stay in there and take the hit batsman. That one almost went off the front shoulder of Rickle, but just missed. Two balls and one strike. 2-1. Followed straight back to the screen, and that evens things up at 2-2. But the idea that batters have to try to get out of the way seems to be an old-time thought. Because they never say, hey, we could have got out of the way. They just stand there and they take the pitches most of the time. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner on first for Cadott. Top of the third inning. No score. Pick off, and again, a little bit of a hesitation move by Bowley, but he does get back a little more easily head first that time. Still 2-2. And the pitch. Chopper, breaking ball, waiting back on it was Rickle. Got a piece of it, falls it off in front of the third base dugout, and will do it once more at 2-2. At least once more. So the right-handed senior Cody Radke looks into his catcher Thurs. Peeks at the runner at first. 2-2. There's a line drive to right field, and grabbing it is Kunkel. For a moment, thought it might get over the top of him, but a slight leap as he made the grab. Well hit ball the other way by Rickle, but a loud second out.
Batting next for the Cadott Hornets, number 6, Jake Weeks.
So that will leave it up to Jacob Weeks, the second baseman. He is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging in the first. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. No runs on one base hit, no errors for Cadott. No runs on no hits and no errors for the Marathon Red Raiders. Setting just below the belt again is Radke. 1-0. Breaking ball and a beauty. Boy, that's not a nice low breaking pitch that floats in right down the chute just above the knees for strike one called. One ball and one strike on Jacob Weeks. Radke again is ready. Fires. Runner on the move. Oh, nope. Everybody's screaming, but he stopped. Swing and a miss for strike two. So now a chance to get out of this inning again. A third goose egg for Cody Radke. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. Fighting it off to the right field side is Weeks, and we'll keep it at 1-2. Should Weeks keep this inning alive, Aiden Rickle, the cleanup man, waits on deck. Again, Thurs will put down the fingers. Has the target. Radke's pitch. Right up the middle, but playing it at short. Going two steps to the bag is Blake Underwood. Force at second, and the inning comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Hornets in the third. End of 2.5. It is still 0-0. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City!
Bottom half of inning number three, 0-0 between Cadott and Marathon. Evan DeBrew, the third baseman, will lead things off for the Red Raiders. Warren Bolvey kicks and fires. Fastball in at the knees, inner portion for strike one called. The 9-1 and 2 hitters for Marathon, Evan DeBrew, Cody Ratke, and Quillen Kunkel against Warren Bolvey. The Cadott lefty already with 7 strikeouts through 2 innings. Pitch is a fastball that misses inside for ball one. You say, 7 strikeouts through 2 innings. How does that happen? Well, the first batter, Cody Ratke, struck out, but there was a pass ball that allowed him to reach base. And then since then, the next 6 outs have all been strikeouts as well. 1-1. There's a line drive off the edge of the mitt of the second baseman, Jacob Weeks, into right field for a base hit. Weeks made the leap at second and went right off the edge of his mitt. Almost climbed the ladder, but a leadoff single and the first hit for the Raiders for Evan DeBrew.
Up next for Marathon, leadoff batter number 17, Cody Ratke.
It was a bit of a looping line drive, and trying to time it perfectly was Jacob Weeks. He darn near did it. So now top of the order and Cody Ratke for the Raiders. Right-handed batter. Runner takes his lead. Here's the pitch. There's a square around. Fastball misses the outside corner. So this time, Marathon looking to play a little bit of small ball. And again, try to get another runner into scoring position. One oh. Another square around. Pitch is taken up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes here for Cody Ratke. So a good count. Do you think about taking the bunt off, or do you keep it going? Well, let's wait and see. Evan DeBrew again leads. Another square round. This time the fastball on the inner portion of the plate for a called strike one. Two balls and one strike on Cody Ratke. As I mentioned, came in leading hitter for the Raiders at 420 on the season. Time is called. Stepping out for a moment is Ratke. Bolvey fires, another square round, misses up and away, and that's ball three. I'm not sure if that square round is throwing Warren Bolvey off, but he's missed 3 of the first 4 pitches to Cody Ratke. 3-1. Here's Bolvey, another square round, taken inside for ball four. So now Marathon has runners on first and second with nobody out. And as you hear, Quillen Kunkel, the number 2 hitter, right fielder, coming to the plate. Left-handed batter, 0-for-1. doing a little manicuring of the left-handed box and now settles in. So another opportunity. Third straight inning. The Raiders have had a runner on second with nobody out. Square around. Pitch is taken down low for a ball. Taking a moment behind the pitcher's mound is Warren Bovey. Rubs up the baseball, now toes the rubber, and looks into his catcher. Kunkel waves the bat as he waits. Runners off second and first. Another square around. Bunts it into the air. It'll drop. Oh, and it's bobbled by the pitcher, Bovey, and all hands are safe. It was bunted into the air. Bovey couldn't get there. The catcher couldn't get there. And then trying to barehand it was Bovey, bobbled it. And by that point, safe at first is Kunkel, safe at second is Radke, safe at third is DeBrew. That will be a sacrifice bunt and an error. And now the Red Raiders have a golden opportunity. True Thurs coming to the plate. Looking in is Warren Bovey. Sets, kicks, deals. Ground ball towards second base. Jacob Weeks just, he double clutches and then throws the first off the bag and safe. Weeks looked home, then he thought about second, then he threw the first, and Drew Rickle came off the bag, so all hands are safe. It will be a fielder's choice, an RBI, and an error, and Marathon on the board takes a 1-0 lead. Actually, not a fielder's choice, just a straight error, because the throw would have had him. Still an RBI for True Thurs, and still the bases loaded with nobody out for Drew Wolfel. That was a case of too much thinking by the second baseman. Pitch gets away, and coming in to score will be Cody Radke, and it's now 2-0. A wild pitch that time, and it deflected off the catcher, and that helped Radke score, because if it went straight off the backstop, sometimes it's difficult to score from third base, but that was a deflection. It angled towards the third base dugout, and that allowed Radke to score rather easily. So 2-0 Marathon, runners on second and third, nobody out. One ball and no strikes on Drew Wolfel. Swing and a miss, even things up at 1-1. So chance here for a fairly significant crooked number for Marathon. Ball and a strike on Wolfel. Off a third is Kunkel, off a second is Thurs. Warren Bovey sets, kicks, fires. Low and inside, that was a good stop made by Joel Weeks. Saves that wild pitch, and the count goes to 2-1. Runners again take their leads. Ready is the lefty Bovey. Kicks and fires. Inside, and it nearly hit him. It did get away, but again, not much room behind home plate. Weeks gets to it quickly, but the count goes to 3-1. Well, control has been a big major problem for Bovey, in addition to the two errors as well. Basically, the walks and the errors have really killed Kadat in this inning. And, of course, the leadoff single by DeBrew kind of set things up. But now 3-1, good hitter's count for Drew Wolfel. He waves the bat, hands up near the right ear hole as he waits. 3-1 pitch. There is a good fastball by Bovey in there for strike two called. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake Underwood waits on deck for Marathon. Stare in from the lefty. Bovey's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8 for Warren Bovey. So now runners still on second and third. One out. And Blake Underwood will try to drive him in. Blake Underwood walked his first time up. Underwood also hands up near the right ear hole as he waits. Warren Bovey kicks, deals. There's a squeeze, push to the first base side, and goes foul. It landed on the grass, but the English took it just foul. So the squeeze play was on. If that ball stays fair, it's not only going to be a successful squeeze, but also been a single, because I don't think that anybody was getting Underwood. Just a little too much English on that ball. And I thought for a moment maybe the catcher Weeks was going to pick it up before it went foul. No balls and one strike now on Underwood. Off of third base again is Kunkel. Thurs takes his lead off second. Long look from Bovey. Now he's ready. And the pitch. There was a hard breaking ball. Ended up on the inside corner for a called strike two. One thing about these strikeouts, a lot of pitches. In addition, they had the walk in this inning and a couple of errors. So Bovey, as well as he's thrown, I don't think he's long for the game, at least not for a complete game. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Right on that one was Blake Underwood. Stays alive at nothing and two. High strikeout numbers are a double-edged sword in terms of it hurts the batters. That cuts them, but at the same time, the pitch count gets rather high as well. Bovey again is ready. Setting just above the belt. Kicks and fires. Just off the outside corner. Trying to frame it was Joel Weeks, but it's ball one. Bovey's done a good job on those two strike pitches. He put them close enough where a batter has to think about maybe extending that strike zone. And not getting too much of the plate on a nothing and two pitch as well. One ball, two strikes. Here's the fire. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-2. So again, another deep count to a hitter. Two balls and two strikes on Blake Underwood. Blake again waving that bat as he waits. The lefty takes a deep breath, now sets. Bovey's pitch. Fastball misses inside and another full count. Three balls and two strikes. A walk to the back of the pitcher's mound for Warren Bovey. He'll rub it up. Toe the rubber and look in. Again, the runners take their leads off third and second. Bovey. 3-2 pitch. Misses outside and a good battle by Blake Underwood to earn the base on balls. So the bases are now loaded. Time will be called. We will get a visit to the mound by Brandon Geist, the coach of the Hornets, as Owen Krauser will come to the plate. While this meeting on the mound continues, thanks to our sponsors of Marathon High School Athletics here on 98.9 WXCO, including the Dirks Group, also the People State Bank, Marathon Family Dentistry. So again, thanks to them for their support, and also thanks to the Marathon Athletic Club. Marathon Athletic Club wants you to know about events coming up at your Marathon schools. Tomorrow, baseball, varsity, WIAA regional final with a win today against Stratford. Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Learn more by following the Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. Bases loaded, one out. Two runs in for the Raiders, bottom of the third inning. 2-0 lead for Marathon. Owen Krauser, right-handed batter, settles in. Warren Bovey to the plate. Fastball misses outside for ball one. You can almost feel the frustration right now from the pitcher's mound here into the broadcast position. It's been a long, hard inning for Warren Bovey. The lefty sets, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. Still has a lot on that fastball. A tad tardy on that cut was Owen Krauser, and it's 1-1. Boy, the sun continues to shine. Just a gorgeous early June afternoon here in Marathon. Perfect day for baseball. Ball and a strike. Bovey sets, kicks, and fires. Fastball and getting the inside corner, and it's strike two. Not a hard wind right now. The flag in right center field is not blowing very hard at all. One ball, two strikes. Bovey kicks, fires. Ground ball towards shortstop. Isaac Wellner, he's not going to have a play. He looks the second and then throws the first too late. It was not hit hard at all. Wellner was shaded over towards second base, playing the hitter to go the other way. He had no chance at second, but he took a look, double clutch, and then threw across. That will have to go, I guess, as an infield single and an RBI for Owen Krauser. And the Red Raiders now have a 3-0 lead. Boy, the Raiders are maximizing this inning right now. Not a lot of hard-hit balls, but three runs in and still the base is juiced as Ian Shuda steps in. First pitch is a fastball for strike one. The defense has not helped the pitcher in this inning for the Hornets. A couple of errors, and that basically almost an error. Infield single, but a play that probably should have been made. Here's the 0-1. Fastball off the outside corner for a ball. But that was also a case where the defense was really playing Krauser to go the other way. The outfield, the center fielder, was shaded way towards right center, and the shortstop was almost to the second base bag, so that actually he had quite a ways to go to get to that ball. 1-1. There's a swing and a fly ball. Well hit in the right field. Going back is Mathurin, but he'll get there, make the grab. Runner at third will tag, and coming in to score will be Truthers, and the Raiders make it 4-0. So doing the job was Ian Shuda. Sacrifice fly and an RBI. Advancing to third on the play was Blake Underwood. So now the ninth batter to come to the plate for the Raiders in this inning, Charlie Ehlert, will step in. So four-run inning here for Marathon. Here's the pitch. Runner on first is on the move. Throw to second, and that's going to allow another run to score. I do not understand that play at all. Because in the end, the shortstop cut in front of the bag. He had to short hop it, and that made for an easy double steal success for the Raiders. Safe at second is Krauser. Coming in to score is Underwood, and it's now 5-0. We were talking in the booth before the game about execution. And in these kind of games, you have to execute. And that was not good execution, and a swing and a miss by Ehlert. But in a playoff game, you have to execute. You can't give extra outs. And, boy, the Raiders have had six outs in this inning, and they've taken full advantage. Runner off a second. One ball and one strike on Charlie Ehlert. Bovee kicks and fires. Misses up and away for ball two. It's been a very long bottom of the third inning for the Cadott lefty. The senior looks in. And that's always a factor in these games. These seniors, they don't want their high school careers to come to an end. Pitch misses up and away for ball three. I mentioned earlier that there's only one senior on the Marathon varsity roster. There's only one senior on the Cadott varsity roster. And ironically enough, both are the pitchers today. Three balls and a strike on Charlie Ehlert. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count runs full, 3-2. Full count. Off of second base, Owen Krauser. He's going to try to score on a hit to the outfield. Again, a big gap in left center field. The center fielder shaded towards right center. Swing, a check swing, but going around is Ehlert. And that will do it. But nine batters come to the plate for the Raiders in the inning. Four runs on two base hits. There were a couple of errors and one runner left on base. End of three. Marathon 4. Cadott nothing. This is Marathon Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Top of the fourth inning, first pitch, a swing and a miss, as leading things off is Aiden Rickle for the Hornets. 4-0 Marathon with the lead. Cody Radke fires, drops down low, 1-1. So a four-run outburst for the Raiders in the last half inning. And what you like to do here is try to make this as quick an inning as possible. Get the Kadot pitcher back out there after that long frame. There's a little roller third base side that will be pulled foul. Ball and two strikes. It's been a solid effort up to this point for the Raider right-hander. No runs on one hit allowed in the first two frames. Moving the ball around very nicely, both sides of the plate, throwing fastball and the breaking ball. Stares into his catcher, True Thurs. Here's the fire. Drops down low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. 4, 5, and 6 batters in this inning for the Hornets. 2-2. Swing and a miss on a beautiful break.